What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and today we are very excited to be speaking with Motor Racing Network turn announcer Tim Catalfamo all about this weekend's NASCAR race. We are getting ready to head into the championship race this weekend. As somebody who, you know, has been announcing some of these races, what are you most looking forward to when the green flag drops on Sunday?
Well, Kelsey, I think it's going to be a really good race. I think when you look at the Cup Series championship event, you've got four drivers that really come into this event really even as far as momentum and the type of seasons that they've had. You've got Kyle Larson, who drives for Hendrick Motorsports. Then you've got two Joe Gibbs Racing drivers of Denny Hamlin and Chase Briscoe. And you also have William Byron, who is another Hendrick Motorsports driver that won this past weekend at Martinsville Speedway. So all four of those drivers, I look at it the way that they come in now as being really even. I think it's going to be very competitive, and I think it's going to be a great race on Sunday for sure.
How important is track position at Phoenix, and how much can the pit strategy shake things up?
Oh, it's super important. Any racetrack that we go to nowadays in the NASCAR Cup Series, with how competitive everything is, how close the competition is, track position is always going to be key. And in particular in Phoenix, you mentioned pit strategy. You probably will see some crew chiefs on pit road, especially depending on how the caution flags fall. Maybe take two tires or try to gamble a little bit with strategy so that they can get that track position and hold on to that track position throughout the course of the race. It's something that maybe 10, 15 years ago wasn't as big of a deal, but now with how competitive and how close the competition is, track position is going to be king.
No, I understand Phoenix is kind of a unique track. How does its layout and style affect how drivers approach the championship race?
Well, it is a very unique track. The way that it's designed, it has this big front stretch that kind of bows out to the left a little bit. The drivers call it a dog leg. And if you look at it, especially when the green flag drops, you'll see drivers fan out four, five, sometimes six wide going down this front stretch. Then they get into turns one and two, and it's a much tighter radius over there, but they still have multiple grooves to race in, a little bit of a wider radius in turns three and four. But I think that the drivers, one of the reasons why they like this racetrack in Phoenix is because of the multiple grooves. You really can change up your line. You can run a little bit higher in turns one and two, maybe a low lane in turns three and four, or maybe do the reverse of it on either end of the raceway. So the multiple grooves that Phoenix produces, just the way that the track is designed, I think has made it a fan favorite and also a favorite for the drivers, because you have options. If your car isn't handling well, you can try to change up your line a little bit and go a little bit faster on the track.
Now, from your perspective, from the broadcast booth, what's it like calling the championship race, and how does that energy compare to other events throughout the season?
Well, there certainly is a little bit more energy, obviously, because you got four drivers that are racing for a championship, something that's going to change their life if they're able to achieve it. And you can sense that. I would kind of attribute it to a championship game in football or basketball, right? You know the athletes that are out there. They understand what's at stake. So as a result, as a broadcaster, you kind of try to channel some of that energy and make sure that what you're talking about, how you're describing things, you put it in context for the fans to understand what is on the line, what is at stake. As far as the broadcast is concerned, it doesn't necessarily change our job one way or the other. You know, to me, I look at it as just another broadcast, but we want to make sure that we understand and have the fans understand what's at stake with these drivers, you know, how critical it is for them to have good track position, where they're running on the racetrack, how that could impact their championship hopes. So those things you focus on and you make sure you have more emphasis on throughout the course of the broadcast.
Well, you guys do such a great job calling these races. You know, what's something that fans listening at home should pay attention to that's usually not that obvious on TV?
Well, something I think that we talk about a lot of time on the Motor Racing Network is something that we were talking about earlier, the different lines that people are taking. We will sometimes emphasize that a driver is running two grooves off of the bottom of the racetrack, or maybe running up against the wall, or we'll talk about car lengths, how far away they are from each other. Sometimes, especially at Phoenix, with it being a mile racetrack, drivers will really use a lot of brakes, trying to slow their cars down going into the turns. sometimes on certain racetracks, those brake rotors will glow red hot. They'll actually glow. You'll see them in between the wheel well glowing like a cherry red color. So we'll try to do our best to describe that. We'll describe the paint schemes, the color of the schemes. Those are things that you take for granted on television because you can see it. But on radio, you have to think that the people that are listening to you can't see that. So you have to be their eyes and their ears to really give them the best picture possible for what you're seeing and convey that over the air.
As far as the season has been so far, in your perspective, have there been any like standout races, moments, or storylines that are going to stick with you?
Oh, sure. Absolutely, Kelsey. I think that one of the races that sticks out that comes to mind is the race that we had in Mexico City earlier this summer. That was a very unique event for all of us. At least in my case, it was the first time I'd ever been to Mexico. So it was kind of cool from a cultural standpoint to get to see what life is like in another country, learn some of the norms down there, and then also be able to call a race, an international event, on the NASCAR side. That was really cool. So that's an event that sticks out to me. We had our third race in a row at the Chicago Street Course in Chicago. That was really cool over 4th of July weekend. Of course, every single year when we go to Daytona for the Daytona 500, that's always a special weekend. So those are events that come to mind for me. But in particular, that very first international race in a very long time for NASCAR was an event that'll stand out to me in 2025.
Well, it's been a fantastic season so far. We're excited to see what happens at the championships this weekend. Anything else you want to add about this weekend's race or about, you know, the future of NASCAR in general?
Well, what I would say is I think that the sport is in a really good spot. I think that the energy that we feel right now in NASCAR is really good. We're seeing some fantastic racing with all three National Touring Series, not just the Cup Series, but the Xfinity Series and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. I think it's a really good spot for the sport to be in. And like I said, going into this weekend, Phoenix Raceway never seems to disappoint. So I'm excited to get out there. I can't wait to get there and be live this weekend on the Motor Racing Network.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.